Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am here with one of my favorite people and closest friends and brother in fighting this battle on the front lines, the great Clay Clark. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you for allowing me to be here again. And again, for anybody who doesn't know this, you and I met, you know, several years back, and we talk as much. We probably talk more offline than we do online.
Yeah.
And I would say that you, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Tom Renz, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Phil Hotzenpiller. There's sort of a group of people. And if I didn't name somebody, I apologize, but I find there are certain people that I've gotten to know over time, offline and online. And I found that they're the real deal on camera and off camera. And you're one of those people that I hold in high regard. So again, thank you for allowing me on your show.
You too, sir. And that is the truth about you. And also, you're a phenomenal business coach. You've helped so many people, especially people that are doing what we do, grow and find their voice and find their niche. So, you know, there's not a lot of people that actually put themselves out there to help other people these days. And that's one thing that you've stood out to me the most as being somebody who's really saying to people, if you need something, if you need help, I'll be there. And you are, and you always have been for me. So I'm grateful. I usually come packed, filled with Clay Clark content, which is the best of the best, because I see people steal your content and put it up all over. And I know you don't care. And it's more important to you that everything gets out there, but it really is some of the best stuff out there. So what do you got for us today?
Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play facts, and I wanted to get your reaction to the facts, because this is what I look at. And I'm not a date setter. You'll never hear me hop on a show and say, you know, January 7th, this is going to happen. I won't do that. I don't hop on a show and say, you May 13th. I don't count the number of clouds and say this might happen. I don't count the words in a Trump speech and say it adds up to something. I don't look at the flags behind him when he speaks and says it's a symbolic meaning. I don't. So what I'm saying is, on April 8th, it is a fact that the solar eclipse is happening. And it is a fact that CERN is restarting on April 8th. It's a fact. It's a fact that NASA is launching what they call Mission Serpent Deity on April 8th. It is a fact that Biden just declared in the last 48 hours that America now has a new gender. If you're not a male or a female, you could be gender X. That's a fact.
Oh, wow.
It's a fact that the eclipse pattern puts an X over America. It is a fact that NASA, if you translate it in Hebrew, means to beguile or to deceive. These are just facts. So I'm going to hit play, and I want to just get your reaction, because you're a calm headed, reasonable, critical thinker. And I think there's a lot of hyperbolic people in the prophetic realm that are telling me that this is a sign that America is going to be saved. And I also see people equally as passionate saying this is a sign that America is doomed. And I see both people equally as passionate, both prophetic, you know, people with a prophetic inkling who are saying, oh, this is a sign it's over. This is a sign it's going to be saved. So just want to get your reaction and a calm with the way you respond to things. Let me hit play here.
Something weird about this solar eclipse. It's being treated differently than I remember any solar eclipse ever being treated in my lifetime. NASA apparently will fire 3 rockets at the solar eclipse. Okay. The Devil Comet will become visible during the solar eclipse in April. CERN to test the world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. All of these things have led people like redheaded libertarian to say, it almost sounds like the world leaders are trying to summon the Antichrist. Yeah, almost. I mean, they are also definitely doing that. They actually built a giant altar to sacrifice a red heifer in Israel, is specifically to summon the Antichrist. It's just a lot of weird things.
Okay, so that's clip number one. Again, that comes from InfoWars, Harrison Smith on the American Journal show. Would just love to get your reaction to that.
Well, you know, we are in a place at a time in this journey where anything is possible, and anything, everything and anything can happen. Things that we never thought would ever happen have happened already. So I don't know. I have always been very suspect of CERN. I again, we were all told our whole lives that Switzerland was neutral, and it absolutely is not. All roads lead to Switzerland, as far as I'm concerned, all the way to I believe the top of the triangle, which would be the Bank for International Settlements, and its nice Tower of Babel there in Switzerland. But I have to tell you, all of this is very concerning. Again, also, people were getting very upset, obviously, and rightly so, about the Transgender Visibility Day on Easter. They seem to be double tripling down, and I'm not sure if it's a let's put all this stuff out there and make people crazy and outraged, or put all this stuff out there as a humiliation ritual, or whatever the case may be. I happen to believe that the 8th is going to come and go, and none of this is going to happen. But, you know, in the meantime, people are distracted. And whenever people are distracted, my first question is, well, what are they really doing?
So let me pull this next clip here. So for anybody who's been following the Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, Puff E, Diddy, P. Diddy, whatever he wants to call himself today, saga, whether it be a Candace Owens or it be pick your mainstream media outlet, they're all discussing it. And I just wanted to hit play here and get your reaction to this. Here we go, folks.
Okay.
Here is explosive allegation number 4 coming from this lawsuit. That the person who sits at the top of this ring potentially is Sir Lucian Grange. He is the CEO of Universal Music Group. He is also being sued. He has also been named as well as Universal Music Group. And he is, as a fact, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. He runs, again, Universal Music Group, which is huge. Rodney, the producer, was alleging that when Lucian would visit Diddy's house, the two of them would go into Diddy's bedroom and be locked up in there for hours. What does that mean? What are we supposed to think of that? By the way, I looked into Lucian, obviously, because I was fascinated by this document, and I find it really bizarre that he completely changed his name. He used to be Michael G., the son of Cecil G., who was a huge tailor in London. I found that in this old article, The Guardian.
Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on this Lucian Grange. The name Lucian, by the way, means Lucian, means light. That's what it means, light. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this. I've talked about this for at least 10 years. You know, I'm glad it's coming out. My fear is that they are covering up whatever they can find from him, as they did for Epstein in the blackmail ring that these people all ran, because it is becoming increasingly obvious that too many people are aware of who I call the parent company of the United States, the billionaire oligarchs, are. And I think a lot of them are caught up in this. I am glad I've known for well over a decade about Puff Daddy, or Sean Combs, as he used to be known, and also that entire world, especially the Jay-Z world. So this is very interesting. The timing, again, everything for me right now is about why is this happening now? Because they've known about this for decades. And who are they distracting us from? Who are they protecting? What is happening? You know, it's most disturbing is as this stuff is coming out, we have Bill Clinton, who's been involved in a lot of this stuff, on the stage being feted by people that are friends with Sean Combs and all of the same, and Epstein, in Radio City Music Hall, in the controlled demolition, in the middle of the controlled demolition of New York City, cheering on a man who went to Epstein Island 27 times. We know of, I'm sure there's many more, who created the Clinton Global Initiative with Jeffrey Epstein and Stephen Bing, who is also dead. And here we have a cleanup job, it appears to me, of the blackmail ring that is Sean Combs' angle. I believe he's totally connected to the Epstein ring as well. So I don't know. Somebody's covering up something, it appears to me. There's also that Quiet on the Set came out. To me, very, that is not, I mean, it just skims the surface of the reality of what's going on and what has been for decades, and very bad in the music business. I don't know if you know about Den. It was something I talked about years ago, funded by some of these same people, including Geffen and Spielberg and other people. That was also some kind of very nefarious grooming ring. So, look, I hope that some people are held accountable. But when I see something like this and I see the FBI and DHS raiding this guy at this time with his relationship with Obama and Clinton and everyone else, I think it's, I hope that it is what it seems and it will be some kind of, you know, exposure. But at the same time, I also think Jeffrey Epstein's arrest and murder was a cover up. And I hope that this isn't another one.
Now you hear about things, you hear about all these stories converging. And I think if you're not seeing it crescendo into something, I think you're missing the picture here. So there's something that's crescendoing into. I would say it is the Great Reset. They're crescendoing into. It's chaos in every area. But let's hit play here, folks.
After the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Task Force raided his home, rap artist Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, has been in the news quite a bit. And the more you look into the story, the bigger it gets. According to a recent lawsuit, Combs and several members of his staff have been accused of sexual assault, human trafficking, and operating a blackmail operation with hidden cameras.
Okay, most people don't come from Hollywood, so I want to get your reaction to that. That's from the Reese Report. Most people don't come from Hollywood, so they don't understand what's happening. And so could you please explain how the whole blackmail thing works? Because I think the average person most people can't even relate to an idea of you wake up every day in fear that your secrets will be exposed if you speak out. Can you explain how that works?
Well, first of all, it is the most damaging, controlling type of slavery you can imagine. It's all about public humiliation, destroying somebody. I told you, I'm lucky to have gotten out of there alive. And I wasn't the person who I trusted the most in the business. And before I left in New York, begged me not to go to LA, said I did not have the stomach for it. It was not who I was. I didn't have a thick enough skin. He was very worried about me going out there. I said, no, I'm going to make movies. The truth is that there is a grooming process, and I don't mean grooming necessarily in that sense, but you go out there, you get an agent, you get a manager. If you've been like me and you actually, you know, studied and worked on sets and, you know, did crappy off-Broadway plays and all this stuff, you get there and all you want to do is work. And then you start to find all the roadblocks to working or this thing and that thing. And then you trust this agent and you have to do this. Or if you sign this contract, you have to do that. And then before you know it, you know, you're getting sucked into something and you just went there to work. And now you know, before you know it, you're indebted to somebody or you've been filmed or you've been blackmailed or bribed. And then every move that you make after that it's like walking on eggshells for when that, you know, it's going to implode and take you down, you know, and many people don't understand the level to which this evolves. It is a controlled situation. But, you know, at the same time, the sad part about a lot of the most abused people in Hollywood that have gone through this, sadly, I've watched them. They become the abusers. And I don't know what that is about, but it is something of this level of, well, I've been abused. I was through it. I had to go through it. So you'll go through it. And that's how they keep, I think, this all under wraps, is that person who was abused by that bigger actor or that bigger agent or that bigger producer now abuses the next guy. Now the next guy gets famous. And then they go and they abuse the next people below them. And it's a vicious cycle and it creates a hive. And that hive is very well protected because all of those people equally are ashamed of what they've done or of being exposed. And public humiliation is the weapon. That is the weapon that they use. And it is a dangerous and it's a very scary weapon. And when you live knowing that, like I always say, I also went through recovery in LA. So I saw a lot of people on the other side at the very highest levels after they got sober or after they got clean from drugs or after they got clean from gambling or whatever it was. And it's a very insidious, ugly place, but a lot of it comes back to being abused and then honestly becoming the abuser.
I'm not saying there's anything behind this specific building, but I'll give an example. There's a building called the Brill Building. It's an office building at 1619 Broadway on 49th Street in New York. And a lot of artists talk about, you know, they went to the Brill Building and their career was launched there. It was kind of a hit factory. Okay. And then, you know, you start looking at what happens there. I don't know. You look at Hollywood, you see a lot of people, all these artists in Hollywood, they all go to the same restaurants. And then all of a sudden they become super successful. And so a lot of times people that want to have success, they try to get access to the Brill Building. They try to get to the physical location of Hollywood. They try to get to the specific, they try to get to a party at the Playboy Mansion. They want to get to the Brill Building to record their album. They want to somehow get to Hollywood, and they think it's a physical location. They think if I get there, and then it seems like people get really weird. And so I don't know if there's anything to the idea of that or not. I want to get your thoughts on that, though, because if you've studied the success of most of these artists, it seems like they all go to the Brill Building. They all go to Hollywood. They all go to the same restaurants, and then they have massive success. What is that all about?
Well, there is, you can't say it or get attacked, but I studied somewhere that certainly is attached to some of this stuff. And there is a, like I said, there is a carrot and the stick and a carrot and the stick. And, you know, you come a little closer and a little closer. What you do realize, because I went to the Emmys and Golden Globes and all that stuff for about 12 years. And I'll tell you, it becomes very hollow and it is very, it's a production. It's not what you see out there. And like I said, and I say all the time, I know two easily in real life of the most famous actresses out there. And in real life, they are very lonely people. They are controlled. They have 20 people on their payroll, not to mention usually paying for their families. The blackmail ring surrounds them, not just them, but their families. It is a very, very controlled environment. And for me, I think that the real beauty is that it's falling apart. And now you can be an actor or a playwright or a screenwriter or a musician anywhere in the whole world, anywhere in the country. The whole thing was getting you there, because I believe that you could not be in TV and film unless you went to Hollywood. At least when I was young in the 90s, that was the truth. But you know what? I look back, I wish I never left New York and I never went there. I think I would have had a very different, much better life. But, you know, live and learn. I don't regret everything, because I'm one of the lucky few. I actually had a career. I actually worked. I actually made stuff. You know, I always say I graduated from NYU with probably 200 to 300 of the greatest Shakespearean actors you could ever meet, and none of them will ever work. You know, so you have to remember there's hundreds of thousands of people who study acting, and you see the same 40 actors in every streaming show. Me and Rob are watching streaming shows and we're like, how is this the only option for this role? And it's also people have to understand the financial thing. Every time you work, your quote goes higher. So the stockbrokers that are the agencies, they want those people with the high quotes to book everything. So that there is no, it's kind of like that in politics too. Once you're in and they know you can raise money, you're their candidate. Well, that's the same thing in Hollywood.
I interviewed a guy years ago. I'm not going to get you sued on today's show or myself sued, but this is a true story. I had a guy on the Thrive Time show, and for anybody out there that hasn't ever experienced the Thrive Time show previous to the Great Reset stuff, I would interview people about, you know, how did you build your successful company? So it's a very, I'll just pull it up real quick so people can see this. So people go to Thrive Time show and they click on podcasts, and none of it has anything to do about the Great Reset or exposing anything. In fact, a lot of people that I interviewed, I would argue that now I know they're on the other team, but I was just interviewing the who's who from sports and media and successful restaurant owners like Wolfgang Puck and NFL players. And anyway, I'm interviewing these people. And one of the guys I interviewed, he tells me, he says, Clay, you gotta have me on your show. I want to be on your show. I said, why? And he was pushing global warming. Now this is like 6 or 7 years ago. And I said, I'll have you on my show. I'll have you on my show. I will. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to push back the entire interview, because I think it's totally crap. And he goes, that's fine. I said, but I'm just telling you, because, and he goes, okay. So he had me on the, so he's on my show and I'm giving him a hard time about global warming, and your listeners can look and find it and they'll find it. Well, anyway, he started getting, and I'm off air though, off camera. I said, you've got a lot of A-list celebrities now in your global warming movies. Before we record, I want to know why. And he says, well, because people won't pay attention unless you get an A-list celebrity. And I said, okay, fine. Right, that's off camera. I said, so what have you learned about them now that you've had them in your movies? And he goes, well, one is they do like 50 takes to get one scene. And I didn't recognize that that's how they do it. And he's like, now I recognize that some of the faces I've seen on the big screen aren't maybe more talented than the people that aren't on the big screen. He said, because we've got a great theater at the particular college this guy worked for. And he said, and none of those theater students ever make it onto the big screen. But after, and these are two of the biggest celebrities in the world were in his documentary that was pushing climate change. And he said, I watched these people and I recognized him because he was on set with them. And he's like, they do 50 takes of one scene. And he said, I just feel like there's some other, there's something that's happening that allows them to become famous. I don't know what it is, but And that was kind of as deep as we took the conversation. So what I'm seeing is the biggest names were the ones willing to play the game, the ones willing to do the most nefarious, unspeakable, terrible things. But it was recorded, and somebody has it. And if they speak out, that footage is coming out somehow. And that's what I'm seeing, Mel, and I'm seeing now. I mean, we're talking about the Lucian Grange. I mean, this is the guy who signed Taylor Swift. Uh-oh. We got the mentor, whatever that means, for Diddy. Okay, for Usher, I mean. Diddy was the mentor of Usher. You got the mentor, whatever that means, for Bieber. And more people are starting to recognize, wait a minute now, the biggest stars were all mentored or signed by Lucian Grange and P. Diddy. P. Diddy could be music's Epstein. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I 100% believe that. I lived it. But I will tell you that there are kingmakers in Hollywood, and that's the bottom line. And you got to get to them and get through them and get approved by them and get the nod by them. Now, there are some excellent, extraordinary actors and actresses, and that is true about, I always say to people, like, okay, whatever you want to say about an actor, I've worked on many movies, many TV shows. They are getting there at 4 or 5 in the morning and not leaving until midnight or later. They kind of have to stay within a 16-hour range, or they get paid double that day. You know, there's a double time. SAG is very strict about money. So, you know, but they work hard. So just don't think they don't work hard. But what you're saying is true, is that usually it's 7 to 8 takes from multiple angles for a 5-minute scene. So, and I've worked on many, many, many things. I mean, I've been on sets for where they've gone over the 16 hours to 20 hours, you know, and you have a 3-month period. And, but also these people get pulled out of the world. There is no, so when you say like, they're on stage spouting off about something, well, yeah, where did they learn that from? In their trailer? In the 3 months that they were secluded and worked basically 24/7, 7 days a week for months on end. And, you know, they're taking care of, it's not a bad life. Acting is very fun. Being on the set is fun. It's a lot of work, but they're not informed by the rest of the world. They're in a bubble, a literal bubble. And the other thing that you have to understand, there's the blackmail. There's also, there is obviously a nepotism factor that is very, very big. There is also now we have these social media influencers that are then agents decide, well, they have a million people on social media. Let's put them in this show, Euphoria or whatever. These terrible, destructive shows, in my opinion, that for the young people, they're pulling people off of Instagram that are influencers or TikTok. You know, that has nothing to do with talent or earning it. There is also, like I said, there is a stock market in Hollywood in salaries. You have a quote for your actor. Well, that quote, every time they work, usually goes up. Or if you're working on something, at some point you're an actor and you ask for producer credits to continue your contract, so that people make it up also in terms of negotiating financially. But the people that you see work constantly, it is crazy. Rob and I have watched, because I'm working on something I want to do down the road, a streaming series. We watched a bunch of them from pilot to finale. First of all, almost every pilot to finale hot series has a sociopath or psychopath as the lead actor, and it's not an accident. But two, it's the same actors plugged into all these different shows, and it's because the big agents that have centralized talent that control everything, they want their talent to work in everything. Sometimes they package the whole show, but every time that their talent works, they make more money. So every time, so you want all these people with high quotes. So all the good actors that really tried and have done theater and all of that, they don't register at some point. It is a very hollow game. I always say agents in Hollywood are just stockbrokers of humans.
It is just wild. Now we're shifting back here to the main focus, which is something is going to happen soon. What am I prophetic? No. What am I saying? What does that mean? Something. The Great Reset is crescendoing. It is crescendoing. So if you've ever watched a movie, you meet the characters. Okay, how you doing? Meet the character. Okay. We insert the plot. Okay, here's the problem. The characters are going to try to solve it. Then we move up to this climax, this apex, this like, oh, wow, the tension is big here. And then we resolve it, and happily they lived ever after kind of thing. Right now, I would argue that we're getting near the apex of something. I don't know what the thing is. Some call it the black swan. Some call it the swan. Some call it the crescendo, the apex. the quickening, the awakening, the whatever. But you've all know Harari says it needs to be a global catastrophe. Watch this, folks.
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
Okay, he wants a real system of global governance. Now, Mel, that is hard for people to understand unless they've been listening to your show, because you've been saying they're wanting to usher in a global government, and the only thing that's in the way is America. You've been saying that for years. Yep. Many people are like, calm down, Mel. This is just about election. You know, this is an election thing. I'd love to get your thoughts when you hear a guy who's, you know, known as the prophet, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, saying openly, this is the world's best-selling author right now, by the way, the world's right. best-selling author right now. He's saying, oh, by the way, you know, only a catastrophe can free us from our current order and usher in a real system of global governance.
Hi, guys. Thank you for watching the show. You know, I'm always telling you to be prepared and expect the unexpected. Well, the Wellness Company has great medical emergency kits to make sure you can do just that. In a world where supply chain vulnerabilities threaten our access to life-saving medication, I highly recommend you get a Wellness Company medical emergency kit. With 8 essential medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin, you can be prepared for any medical emergency that comes your way. They have a medical emergency kit, a contagion kit, an emergency travel kit, and a first aid emergency kit. To support your own health and support the Mel Kay Show, please go to twc.health/MelKay now and use code MelKay for big savings at checkout. Don't wait until it's too late. Take back control of your health today with the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. Because when it comes to your family's well-being, preparedness is key. The Wellness Company, empowering you to face the unexpected with confidence.
Yeah, I would assume his agent CAA, because there's obviously a big publicity movement for him right now. He's been on late night talk shows and The View and all of that. And people should really listen to him. He means what he's saying. What I can say is that Obama signed Agenda 2030 in 2015. He meant it. He was carrying around a book, The Post-America World. He was following Harari. They were all going and clapping for all of this stuff. They do not believe in nation states. They believe in global governance. It is, I call it the parent company that runs the planet would like to kick it up a notch. They're done with nation states. They're done with individual constitutions, individual rights, liberty, privacy. All of that's out the window. What they have planned is Agenda 2030. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals are the goals to sustain them to be in power. It is a top-down totalitarian technocracy with a track and trace surveillance system where all people from birth to death are on a blockchain, all of their health, all of their finances, CBDC, global digital ID, World Health Organization, vaccine passport, obviously the climate trace, which is Al Gore and his probably the friend that you met that was making the movies. Also, that would include your social credit score and everything else. Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink and Bill Gates and the Crown and some of these other architects that took the ball after Rockefeller, Brzezinski, Kissinger all put together the model. They basically said, not just at Davos, but many other times, that the best way to control the resources on the planet is to follow the CCP model. When they talk about resources, they mean you. And to best control you, they need you on track and trace surveillance on a blockchain that has already been built. You've been warning people, Clay, yourself, that the satellites and all the technology are up there, I believe, in O'Biden. So what happened was they were all on track. They thought Obama signs on to Agenda 2030, doesn't tell the people that that's the end of nation states. That's global governance. No more borders. None of that. It's Hunger Games is the model for real. It is the model. They will live in Pan Am for the working for the parent company. We will all be serfs on universal basic income. But they believed Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016 until the minute Donald Trump won that night. So then Donald Trump starts dismantling Agenda 2030, pulling out of UNESCO, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords, pulling out of the World Health Organization. He's going as fast as he can. This is trillions of dollars to them, because Larry Fink and all the billionaire oligarchy that's running America above our government right now, they got that intelligence, unconstitutional intelligence branch. They got the fifth column lawfarist and the parent company running America.
They're losing trillions of dollars if the global governance model does not kick in. They've invested their futures, their fortunes, their families, everything in the end of nation states, the end of America, the end of every other nation state for a centralized global governance model. So now Biden comes in, he throws down 30 executive orders day one that take them back on track for Agenda 2030. September 2023, Biden has a big event, announces that they're halfway to Agenda 2030. They're back on track. The infrastructure deal includes the blockchain technology to get us onto the global ID. The global ID is connected, obviously, through intelligence, because our intelligence blob, unconstitutional after the Unconstitutional Patriot Act, which also came after a big event, if you don't remember. Our intelligence blob is, I think, has captured the other one, should not exist, but it is partnered with the Five Eyes nations and the EU to basically get us all onto the same blockchain, which will include everything, including the central bank digital currency. If they can pull that off, they can pull off the Great Reset. They can pull it off. If they cannot pull that off and the American people stand up and refuse to go down that path, they cannot do it anywhere. So this is why I tell people they really have to educate themselves. But if they cannot get us all on that global track and trace surveillance blockchain one way or another, they lose. And that's why it's so important for people to understand that they must stand up and not comply with any of this.
Now, I appreciate you working with my crazy schedule today. And I have two more things I wanted to get into today, and I really do appreciate you working with me here. So one is you're going to see the collapse of the U.S. dollar. That's going to happen. Okay. But I'm not going to get myself or you sued. I'm committed to it on today's show. But I know people who grew up with people, been around people that are really, really at the forefront of implementing the Great Reset. And it's so disturbing to me. One of our speakers told me that they have a family member who openly advocates for the Great Reset, calls it by name. And I'm going, what? And so I look here and I go, okay, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus are teaming up, right? And if you look at the album, this album they put out, it's you know, one of the songs is called American Requiem. Now, if you look, you say, what does this word mean? You said this is a song you would sing at a funeral. Okay, this would be like, you know, you say, what does it mean? So this is like a mass for a dead person or a song you would sing at a funeral. Okay. And so Beyonce has put out an album now. And one of the songs in the album is called American Requiem. And if you read the lyrics and you follow along and you start to see who's writing the songs and producing them, and then who's writing songs for Al Gore, and who's writing the songs for U2, and who's writing the songs for Sam Smith and Taylor Swift, and who's putting out the songs that are, you just look at this, look at the lyrics, folks, the song just released by Beyonce. It says, nothing really ends. For things to stay the same, they have to change again. Hello, my old friend. You change your name, but not always the way you pretend. This song's about America, by the way. America Requiem. Them big things are buried here. It takes a lot of going on. It's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, did you hear me? And it says, it's a lot chattering here, but let me make myself clear. Can you hear me? Oh, do you fear me? Can we stand for something? Now is the time to face the wind. Come in peace and love y'all. Oh, a lot of taking up space, salty tears beyond my gaze. Can you stand me? This is a song about the death of America, by the way. Thinking to myself, oh, it's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. Do you hear me when I say, can we stand for something? Now is the time to face the wind. Ain't no time to pretend. Now is the time to let love in. Together we stand. And it goes on. And it's these songs that are just really talking about the end of America. And I just want to get your thoughts on what's the role of somebody like a Miley Cyrus or a Beyonce putting out. I mean, look at the artwork. I mean, look at the artwork for some of these concert series. I mean, what, folks, look at the artwork. Just tell me, what do you see here? I mean, we're zooming in. I'm going to zoom in. I mean, maybe I look at it too deep. Maybe you say, but you look at it and you go, okay, we got the all-seeing eye here. What's that all about? I mean, I don't know if you want to have the all-seeing eye. You got the butterfly going on, the all-seeing eye. I don't know if this is the look that we want to have, but it seems like all pop music is kind of going in that direction right now. So what's the role of a Beyonce, of a Miley Cyrus, of a U2, of a Netflix film. It seems like they're all pushing a vision of the world that's very different from the world we enjoy now.
Right. They're all in for the fundamental transformation of America. They're all in with Obama's entire plan. They're all in with Agenda 2030. They're all invested in being citizens of Pan Am. I can only explain it to people that have seen Hunger Games that that is the model, folks. This is not, and these people believe that they're in it. It's, but listen, what is the taking down of P. Diddy now, or whatever his name is, Combs, about? You know, at the same time that she has an album out and all this is happening. All I'm saying is, and obviously everyone's watched the evolution of Miley Cyrus, of Taylor Swift, of Beyonce. If you don't dig into it enough, that's not really what I do. But what I will tell you is that they are all in on financially invested, future invested, psychologically invested, all of that in the end of this nation known as the United States of America. They are all globalists. They are into the idea of being globalist citizens, globalist economies, globalist celebrities. The multinational public-private partnership is their parent company. They do not. And I was saying this, it's so funny. I was talking to somebody this morning about when I was young and I worked at Good Morning America, and the people that I worked with there, they literally thought that the American people were the dumbest people in the world. And they'd be like, no, we can't do that. You know, our audience won't get it. And I'm like, the audience is America. Like, what are you talking about? But that's 25 years ago. But what I am telling you is that all of these people know exactly what they're doing. And again, that probably a lot of that was Universal Music Company. But, you know, and right now, MSNBC is straight up intelligence television. The intelligence community that was spawned out of the unconstitutional violation of the Bill of Rights known as the Patriot Act is totally rogue. Every single day you see on Facebook, all these ads, they've gotten rid of all the patriots, all the people that were fighting for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and they're purposefully hiring LGBTQ plus and minorities and now illegals into these positions of control. And we have a surveillance police state. People have to be very, very cognizant. The loss of your privacy is already over in America if we don't push back. So to me, these people are distracting you, but they're also telling you the truth. And they are all of them are in Obama's kind of chosen fundamentally transform America into inclusive capitalism, which is communism or communism itself, where they are the leaders. They are the celebrities. They are the voices. And we are all equally depressed and in need and down and on universal basic incomes. They will steal our light and our gifts and our everything we got from God anytime they can. And we got to just pay attention to it. I'd like to start mocking them more. I called Roseanne and a couple other people. I'm probably going to see Brewer this week. I'm going to be like, okay, enough's enough. We have to start mocking them loudly and making fun of them, because you know what? There is a way smaller amount of them than us, but please believe what they're saying. They mean it. You know, she's not putting out a country album because she loves country music. She's putting out a country album to tell you she owns it. It's over. They've taken it too. They're taking all this stuff. That's what she's doing. And then she puts out a Death to America. Like, I don't even know if she even knows what she's doing. She's one of those people. She's a wild card to me, because I know people very close to her, and you know, I don't know. I just know that they believe in the fundamental transformation of America into a communist country that is controlled by a globalist entity, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's the truth.
Now, I'm going to pull up these just a few final calls to action I want to bring up here today, folks, with the limited time we have here. So first off, you know, Peter Navarro, for everybody who stepped up and has supported him with any donation at all, I appreciate you. And I encourage everybody out there listening today, go to givesendgo.com and support my good friend and yours, Peter Navarro. Why do I say good friend and yours? If you're listening today and you've benefited from low taxation, deregulation or tough negotiation with China. That's Peter Navarro. This is Trump's chief financial economic advisor when Trump was in the White House. And he's in prison right now as we record today's show because he refused to betray President Trump and the American people. He refused to give over his text messages, his emails, his private communications. And so, again, if you can go to givesendgo.com, folks, / Navarro, givesendgo.com/Navarro. I told Peter Navarro we would not stop raising money to help him with his legal defense fund while he's in prison, and we're not going to stop. So that's givesendgo.com/Navarro. And not that your listeners need any incentive at all, but if they do donate anything at all to givesendgo.com/Navarro, and they text me a screenshot and or proof of donation to my phone number, 918-851-0102. That's my text message. That's my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. If you text me proof of donation, I'm going to enter you in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the final confirmed Reawaken America Tour event. That's the Reawaken America Tour. Our final confirmed event is June 7th and 8th. In Detroit, Michigan. And just to be very clear, we're just now under 700 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour in Detroit, Michigan. That's June 7th and 8th. And you can name your price. Every single person can afford to go. Every married person as well. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. And again, please go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. And then finally, I'm going to play this clip in just a second. But if you have been putting off scheduling a consultation with Beverly Hills Precious Metals, don't do it just because the price of gold hit an all-time high again yet again today. Don't do it just because Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are all teaming up together with the BRICS bloc to introduce a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. Don't do it just because the central banks have been hoarding the earth's gold over the past few years and they hit record buying of gold over the past year. Don't do it just because the dollar is losing its value every day. Don't do it just because there's hyperinflation. Do it because the central bank digital currencies are on the way. Hopefully this clip works here, folks. Here we go. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to restart this clip because you need to see this, folks. Again, SWIFT has announced. Here we go.
We've got some bad news. SWIFT, the payment messaging system, which is utilized by the majority of the global banks, have announced that they're setting up a CBDC platform that's coming out in 12 to 24 months. So this is the thing we have been talking about for a long time on this channel. And unfortunately, like we've predicted, it is becoming reality.
There goes freedom.
There's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So again, I don't think anybody should do it just because gold hit an all-time high today, but we've been saying this for 3.5 consecutive years. I know on my business podcast, I've been talking about the collapse of the dollar for well over a decade. So I encourage everybody, just go to bh-pm.com. That's bh-pm.com. And right here in the notes section, you'll put, hey, I heard about you through Mel K. And what that does is that helps support the broadcast, the Mel K show. And it also helps you to protect yourself against hyperinflation. And I'm not kidding. This is no jokes. I like to have a lot of fun, but I'm telling you, SWIFT, which is the world of what's called financial communication system, most banks use SWIFT, nearly all banks use SWIFT. They announced, hey, in the next 12 to 24 months, we're rolling out a central bank digital currency. Okay. And if you want to learn more about these things, you can go to Twitter. And every single day on Twitter, I try to put out something about the collapse of the dollar so people can have a reliable source they can go to learn more about these things. You can go to X or Twitter. You can look for currently my name reads BRICS and Yuval Noah Harari exposing Clay Clark. And I'm doing that because if BRICS successfully de-dollarizes us and Yuval Noah Harari successfully leads us into a catastrophe to cause the Great Reset, that's the end. And there's a lot of big issues, but I think everybody needs to know those issues. So I encourage you, you can find me on Twitter there. But again, calls to action, just to recap. A, please go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. I was just on with Steve Bannon the other day. I don't know Steve Bannon very well. I think somebody probably canceled because he invited me to be on a show. So I was probably like plan C, plan D. And on the show, I really wanted to focus in on raising money for Peter Navarro because, again, this is the guy who helped the American economy. He helped all of us, folks. And he did it in multiple ways, but three big ones. Tough negotiation with China, low taxation, deregulation, and he's in prison because he won't betray President Trump. That's givesendgo.com/Navarro. And again, if you just go to timetofreeamerica.com and you text me proof of donation to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, you have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, June 7th and 8th. People say, well, who's going to speak there? Well, we have Mel Kay, we got General Flynn, we got Cash Patel, we got Laura Trump, we got Laura Logan, a lot of Laura's, got Roger Stone in the house, got Alina Haba. You got, now again, Peter Navarro's in prison right now. So we may have somebody speaking on his behalf. We'll see how that works out. You have Pastor Bernadette, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Eric Trump, Mike Lindell, Andrew Sorcini, Devin Nunes. The lineup continues to grow. So again, if you haven't yet confirmed your tickets, June 7th and 8th, Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th at timetofreeamerica.com. And then finally, go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, bh-pm.com, and put in promo code Mel K. And when you do that, you're supporting Mel K because there's so many sponsors that will not touch a show like Mel K's. They just won't do it because you refuse to share anything but the truth. So Mel, thank you for letting me be on your show today. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Clay. Always a pleasure. And thank you for all you do. If you have not been to the Reawaken America Tour, this is our last one. And I have to tell you, it is a celebration of everything that is good about this country and God and friendship and love and music. And Clay has done an incredible job at a big, huge cost to him, a big sacrifice to both him and his family. And I am very grateful for that. It has been such a great journey. So please make sure you get in touch right now. It will sell out the Detroit, Michigan in June on, I think, the 7th and 8th, right, Clay, of June. 7th and 8th of June. Yep. Please make sure you don't want to miss out. This has been a lifetime event for me. It is a family. It is amazing. So please do join us in Detroit. Thank you so much, Clay Clark. Go follow Clay Clark, Thrive Time Show. He puts out tons of clips, tons of information, great stuff for you to wake up your friends. People are waking up. They know something's wrong. Send them Clay's clips. He clears it up real fast. He does incredible work. Thank you so much, my friend. I will see you soon. And very grateful for you in every way. Thank you.
Take care, Chief. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themelkshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now. Did you know that there are more than 60,000 known chemicals in tap water, and the EPA only tests for 91 of them? This is why we're so grateful that we partnered with Healthy Hydration. They offer whole home water filtration, shower filters, under-the-counter pre-filters, molecular hydrogen water machines, hydrogen water bottles, and so much more for a healthier home and family. So go to themelkshow.com and click on our partners page and check out Healthy Hydration and everything they have in store for your health and wellness today. Mm-hmm.